Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Show. This is Just Believe Radio, and you're listening to Lisa Tarvis, me, on Just Believe Radio, and I'm happy that you're all listening. I am a metaphysician, board certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive. I do my own psychic readings, but I love to have some of the most talented psychics that I know of on as often as possible. So tonight we have one of those amazing psychics on, and we're going to have lots of readings going on tonight. She is very well known and very popular, and I will get to her intro in just a minute so everybody can know who we're going to be talking to. I did put the information on the blog talk site, but I know some people just look for the Facebook or the Twitter announcements and call in. So I'll give you all that information, whether you've checked with the blog talk site or not. Anyway, again, you can find more information out about me at lisatarvis.com. And I'd also like to remind everybody, you're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network. The Right Stream Radio Network is an amazing group of people that Daria DiGiovanni has put together about a year ago, starting with me, and then John D. Gresham, and added to since then Dr. Billy Eisenberg and Sheena Benjamin Wise, who is a family law attorney. And we're adding to the network all the time, and we've got some really incredible professionals on doing some really important work, talking about some great, great topics. So I really enjoy that everyone is enjoying the network. And to find out more about the network and about what shows we have airing on the network, please feel free to visit the Right Stream Radio Network website, which is Right Stream with a W, that's WriteStream radio.com, and you can learn about each of our shows and every one of our hosts and who takes part in whatever. So, and everybody, you know, one of the things Daria and I did together was start a show called Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss for Women. And it's a really fun show, and it's new, and we're really, really, really hoping that everybody's going to really take to it and enjoy it. So please tune in on Friday nights at 7 p.m. And listen to Daria and I rant and rave about the wonderful and crazy things going on in our lives as women, and we're assuming in your lives as women as well. Guys, if you're listening, we're going to get to a techie sporty thing eventually. We're just not there yet. So anyway, thank you again, everyone, for listening, and I'm going to read our psychic tonight's bio and get right to her, because I don't want to waste any time. She's really amazing, and I've heard amazing things about her, which excites me. I love having someone on that I know is really very talented and very popular, and I'm really excited that she's decided to be on our show tonight. So let me just get to her bio. Her name is Psychic Jill. And Psychic Jill has been a professional psychic for over 20 years, but was born with a gift of being clairvoyant, clairaudient, and works with voice vibration to do phone readings. She was a popular radio psychic on two major Cincinnati stations for over 10 years. She does psychometry with photographs and items. Jill lives in Northern Kentucky with her family. She specializes in ghosts and hauntings and is a member of PINK, which is Paranormal Investigators of Northern Kentucky. Jill also does past life readings and personal readings regarding past, present, and future. You may ask her any question you want, except for serious health issues and death and dying questions. She has been featured on local television shows and newspaper and has been published in More Hot Chocolate for the Mystical Soul and Haunted Too. That, I believe, is a magazine. I think it's a magazine or a newspaper. I don't remember, but it's More Hot Chocolate for the Mystical Soul and Haunted Too. And she is our very welcome, and we're honored to have her on the show tonight to do some readings for us. So I want to bring her on as soon as I can find her in the Boy, you guys are just calling like crazy today. All right. Well, that's fine. Hey, Jill, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Thank you so much for being on Just Believe Radio. I really appreciate it. I really have heard wonderful things about you, and it's so nice to have somebody. You know, I get so many of the psychics that are, you know, New York and that are, you know, in the big cities. It's nice to have somebody on from someplace like Kentucky.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, and I know that you do some amazing things, and I want to give everybody the guidelines so that people know what they can and cannot ask you, because I know as psychics, everyone has their stuff. You know, I mean, we tell you what we can tell you, and we will take pretty much any kind of question, but there are certain things that, I guess, certain doors, I like to call them doors that I won't open. There are certain things that I'm not going to do. So let everybody know, you know, exactly, so they can know what to expect tonight, what you can and cannot do for your personal reasons or whatever on the air tonight.
Okay. First of all, I'll tell you to Well, honey, I have such an echo here.
Do you really? I'm so sorry.
I'm hearing myself like a second behind.
Oh, that drives me crazy. We may have to let you call back in. Maybe I'll sing a song. Wouldn't you all love that if I sang a song while we let Psychic Jill call back in? It does happen sometimes, and calling back in does make a difference. So if you want to do, if it's really annoying and you can't stand it, I'll adjust my volume.
Well, let's check again and see if I can. Now, see, I don't hear it now, so I apologize. Okay. But before, so, I was like a half a second behind hearing myself.
It's internet radio.
So, honey, we're good to go now.
Good. All right. Well, if it happens again, you let me know. But
I will.
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
I am
clairvoyant, clairaudient, and I work from voice vibration, so you can ask any questions that you want. You can ask about yourself, friends, relatives, job, career, finance, relationships, your family, anything that you want to ask. The more specific your question, the more specific your answer. Don't just say, what do you see for me in the next 6 months? That's just very broad, and I don't have time to tell you that when you're on the radio. Now, the only questions I will not answer are serious health issues and death and dying questions. But
now,
other than that, you can ask whatever you want.
Do you not do medium work then? Do you not pick up on deceased loved ones and things of people, or do you do that?
Well, you can do that once in a while, but I don't claim to be a medium. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient. But sometimes I will get information, but since I was on the radio for 10-plus years and you talk to somebody for maybe 30 to 45 seconds, you don't really have adequate time to pull their loved ones in and get a message to them. So that's what the difference is.
Right. I think it is. I think that is difficult. And I always claim, even in my one-on-one business I never advertise myself as a medium, because I always say it's not up to me. I don't get to decide whether the spirits come through or not. It's kind of up to me.
You know, you're just the messenger.
Right. So I don't want to disappoint anybody and have them expect something that I can't give them. So I respect that. And I'd also like to tell our listeners and the people that are calling in, we're going to get to as many of you as we can, but we need you to keep it to one question, please. Just one question. And I know that's really hard because it makes you want to do follow-up, but that's why you can call Psychic Jill After, you know, or she does, you do Skype. Don't you do Skype, phone, email? You'll do any type of reading, I believe, right?
Well, I do email readings and I do telephone readings.
Okay,
I don't do Skype readings.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you'll get there probably because it's just it ends up you can do everything from Skype. It's so frustrating because I hated it when I first started using it. Now I'm addicted. No, you'll probably get there one of these days. But for now, telephone works just fine still. You know, we can
right.
all use the telephone and call. And I'll be giving out Jill's information, by the way, all throughout the show so that you know where to reach her. Right now, it's very, very simple to find out more about her by going to psychicjill.com. It's that simple, psychicjill.com. And if you don't know how to spell psychic, and a lot of people don't,
right.
It's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. Jill, J-I-L-L, so it's psychicjill.com, and we'll be giving phone information and more things out as we go along, but I don't want to waste too much time having to talk to me, and where I want to bring on people that have been on hold for 25, 30 minutes already, so.
Okay, all right.
First person I'd like to bring on is Rose from New Jersey. Rose, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, thanks
Hello.
So much for coming in.
Hi, I was calling Jill because I am single right now, and I want to know what do you see for me with regards to the romance department.
Okay. Honey, you have just, the last couple relationships you've had, they are just not good relationships for you, and you keep picking the wrong type of person. But what I'm looking at, I want to look further into 2014, and I want to go about to August. And if one of your friends says to you or someone that you work with says, you know what, I have this great friend of mine or I'd like to introduce you to someone, let them do that because I feel like you find the love of your life through a friend or a coworker or somebody that introduces the two of you.
Around August.
Around August. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a guesstimation of time. If it's September 1st, it could be. But you know, some people just hold you. You said August. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. It was like 3 days later. Around that time period, honey, give or take, okay?
Okay.
But you do find love. And you know what? This is the person when you kind of look at them, it's like, oh, I don't really think they're my type. Get to know them from the inside out, and you will not be disappointed. This person will love you unconditionally, and you'll have a fabulous relationship. Don't judge a book by its cover.
This will be a long-term relationship?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, dear.
I think right. so about – thanks, Rose. Thanks for calling in.
Okay,
I think Liz,
bye.
Bye. It's so important that people know that not only time frame-wise is really very difficult, like you're saying, don't hold me to, you know, a day or, you know, an exact month or whatever – but it's also there's so much more to it too. It's like get yourself out there. If you're interested in love, sitting in your bedroom all day, you know, eating chocolate and drinking red wine is not going to get you out there. So when somebody invites you to do something, that is a lot of times spirit's way of saying, hey, get out there and, you know, do this because this is where Mr. Right is or Miss Right is or whatever. So I think that's great advice. All right. Thank you, Rose, so much for calling. Next, we have Marilyn calling from Pennsylvania, nice state, by the way. I happen to live in.
Hello?
My brother lives there.
Hello.
Hi, Marilyn. You're on with Psychic Jill.
Hi,
thank
Marilyn.
You. Hi. Started a. I'm getting a little feedback now. I just
okay.
started a new job a few weeks ago, and I'm wondering, you know, what to expect with this. There's just so many unknowns, so I'm just wondering how it will go, and if it'll be long term, and if it'll be positive, and if there's anything I need to, like, tweak or pivot there.
Okay, I do think this is the right job for you. I
Yay.
Feel like. They, I don't think they told you everything you're going to be doing. I think they just gave you like, you know, you'll kind of do this or that. It really entails a lot more, but you're really good at this job, honey, and I feel like they're going to be grooming you for another position within 2 to 3 years so that they would move you up and promote you. and I'm seeing more dollar signs around that. So I feel like this is a tailor-made job for you. And don't get discouraged if you feel like you're kind of overwhelmed by it. You'll do fine. This is a great job for you.
So my boss likes me okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a great fit there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much to both
okay.
of you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in, Marilyn. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Richard calling from Wisconsin, which for some reason, when I screened with Richard before Daria, by the way, Daria is on the line with us, and she is helping me screen calls tonight because we have so many callers, and so she's helping out with that. But before she got on, I talked to Richard and told him that I forgot how to spell Wisconsin. So how pathetic is that? I have remembered, though, now, Richard, so you don't have to be ashamed. I know how to spell your state. Did you have a question for Jill?
Yeah, I want to see if she sees my music leading to a career. And I'm also asking that because when I'm playing, I can regularly feel somebody touch my hand, and sometimes it feels like I just stepped to a spider web.
Okay, that's interesting that you say that, because sometimes when your spirit guides and angels work with you, it'll actually feel like you're a very light spider web or just kind of something that's kind of brushed very easy against your skin. So I'm seeing that there is a spirit guide working with you as far as your music goes. Richard, I feel like you run hot and cold on this career. Sometimes you're just all gung-ho over it, then I feel like you're like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this, and then something kind of pushes you to do it again. So I want to say that you can have a music career. I do get a yes on that, but I want to tell you, don't give up. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be in the next week. It's not going to be in the next month. Honey, I'm seeing about the number two. I'm going to say it takes you about 2 years to kind of get to where you want to be, but don't be discouraged. And who was the guitar player in your family that passed over?
My uncle John.
Is that who you feel is kind of around you? Because I get a family member that comes in and kind of encourages you and has little music signs around them. So you can have that music career, so you'll do well with that, but just be patient. You want it now, and God's time is not our time. Sometimes we have to play the hurry up and wait game. And I think that, you know, you can have this, but it might take you about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the face that I actually see, of occasionally I can see out of the corner of my eye a figure of a man there, and it reminds me of one of my favorite guitarists. He also was a lefty like me, and he passed away about a year ago. His name was Gary Moore.
Okay. Well, you know, we have all kinds of guides and angels and people that step in to help us, and I'm a lefty, so I'm all for left-handed people. But you'll do fine. You know, you are being encouraged, and they're helping you along with your career, so you'll be able to do that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you for holding on. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, next we have Sharon from Ohio. Sharon, you are speaking with Jill. Did you have a question for Jill?
Hi. First of all, thank you for taking my call, Jill. Okay?
Both
of you. Okay. Yes, I am Jill, looking for employment, and I am interviewing. It's taking longer than what I thought. And I was wondering when you see me landing one.
Sharon, I don't see you finding the job that you want until around July, but I also don't see you, you know, going and interviewing and then just being desperate, oh, I'm just going to take this because I really have to do this.
Okay.
I think that you get a job. I think you get called in for an interview. I think you go. I think you get a really good feeling about it. I think they say, you know, we're going to have to get back with you. I have to talk to like two other people. So I think
uh-huh.
you actually interview with three people all together, and that's the job for you. But that looks like it's right around July to me. And
it's going to be a good – it's a fit for me, you're saying? July
yeah,
is not that
is.
Far.
Sometimes,
I've already – sorry.
Yeah, sometimes you just know that you know that you know this feels
know.
Right to me. And I think some of the interviews you've gone on, honey, you just know that that's not for you. And, you know,
You have a point there. You're absolutely right. It's been 3.5 months now. I'm on my 4th month. But you're right.
But that's okay because, you know, don't settle for something. And set your bar a little bit higher because you're extremely valuable to employees. And you've got what it takes. And if you see a job and you go, I don't know if I could do that. Absolutely, you can. So don't let, you know, things kind of make you feel like you can't do that. Go for the job, and they'll call you in, they'll interview you, they'll offer you the job, and it's a good one.
July, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
right around July.
Thank you, Jill. Have a nice evening. Thank you, okay?
Thank you, honey. You too.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, next we have Cindy from Maine. Cindy, I think you warned me that this might happen, and it did, right? Your line dropped? Your call dropped?
I think my line dropped, and I thought, I better call in and find out what's going on.
Yeah, it happens once in a while. It's, you know, live radio.
Yeah.
You know. Did you have a question for Jill?
Yes, I do. My life has been on fast forward. I even had a dream the other night about being on roller skates, and the roller skates were pulling me along. It was very interesting. But I've got a house for sale, and I've actually bought another place and have moved. And I'm just really, I feel very excited about being pushed on my path or being pulled on my path, probably being pulled if I equate it to the roller skating, because the skates were pulling me. And I was wondering, where am I going?
Well, you know, I think we hit little spurts sometimes where when we're supposed to be doing something. Honey, are you into, like, the fine arts and the art things? I get very artsy around you and a painting.
Yeah,
I'm
a jewelry artist, yes.
Okay, because I felt like you were an artist of some kind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that helps you as far as moving along and moving up. The house that you've got for sale, you're selling a house now. You said?
Yeah. Hopefully it will sell this year.
Okay, because I was seeing that house selling for you, and that will probably sell about the first or second week of August.
Okay.
So I feel like that sells for you. And I think with the, you know, the skates and the moving along, sometimes we just hit that plateau in life where we can finally kind of exhale and say, life is good. I'm happy. And I think that's where you are at this point in your life. It's like you have reached where you wanted to go, and I think that you've been put in a great place doing what you want to do and just loving life. So I think you're really at a good spot right now.
Oh, that's good. I was hoping that you know, I moved to a larger city, and I was hoping that I would actually, you know, maybe find a relationship at some point. And I'm feeling optimistic about it because I'm going out.
That won't be until next year.
Okay.
You can wait for that. The relationship
yes,
can
I
wait.
Can. Yeah.
you're in a good place right now and getting settled in. And that won't be till about next year, but that's fine because you have to wait for the right one to come along.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There, that one was at a queue a little bit because of the fact that she'd been on hold forever, and she had to call back, and thank God Derry is on the other end of this, helping through this, or I would be completely lost and not know who's on where and what's on what, and I'm not even going to get into that joke. So, next we have Laura from New Jersey, my sister attached state, my attached sister state, right, Laura?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking
my
call. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question for Jill?
Yes. Okay. So, Jill, my current circumstances, I've been wanting a house desperately. I want to purchase a house. The thing that's been stopping me is that I do a lot of contract work, and I wanted some more stability. I'm on a contract. My manager wants to extend me, I don't know how long for, and at the same time, another company, an agency, submitted me for a 12-month contract, up in Princeton, and I'm wondering if you see me getting the 12-month contract or staying put where I'm currently at so I can afford to get my house finally.
Okay. The only thing I would tell you, Laura, that the 12-month contract, really look that over, because I feel like what they're telling you and what you have expectations of, it might not be what you think it is. So just make sure that you read the fine print with that. I think they would offer it to you. I kind of like where you are right now, because I feel like, you know, the people that you are working with and is working with you, is they like you. It's a good fit. And I would probably stay put.
Okay. Will I be able to get my house, though, if I stay put?
You do get a house, but now, look, that's not until next year, but don't despair, because the house that you want is not on the market yet. So I'm looking at probably not this Christmas, but next Christmas you'll be spending Christmas in your new house in 2015.
In New Jersey? You think I'll be buying the house? Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, that's good, though, but it's a whole year away.
Well, yeah, that's okay, because I feel like the house that you want or that you really love, it's not going to be available until then. So, you know.
Okay.
Hey, Laura, you know what? This is Lisa. I'm just saying, I have to tell you, patience is the hardest thing that most of us, I think. It's like I always said, it's the reason I had to come back again. Patience is my Achilles heel, if you can put it that way. It's hard. It's really hard to be patient. But being patient is so important, because we all jump in and make emotional decisions because we think time is going by so fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So much of the time, we just need to slow down and let things roll the way they're supposed to roll, and then amazing things happen. So, you know, let it play out and be patient.
It's about 18 months. But the house that you really want, it's just not available right now. So for you to be happy and be placed where you're supposed to be, you have to wait until that becomes available. You can buy it and live there and be happy.
And I should be more stable with work then too, right? So I can
yes,
get that house.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will be.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jill, next. We have, and I want to just for one second give out Jill's information again, because everybody, we have to move these along. We can't spend a lot of time and on each person, but Jill does incredible work and does phone readings all over the world, and you can get her actually pretty much every day, unless she's sick or something, obviously, because we all have to take sick days. But she's pretty much available Eastern time. I think it's 10 to 7, right? 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can do phone readings with her, on-the-spot phone readings with her, by dialing her number, which is 859-441-1077. Again, that's 859-441-1077. And you can go to her website to see, you know, to prepay and sign up ahead of time. She accepts PayPal, which is the easiest way in the world to pay anybody for anything, in my opinion. But you can visit her website at psychicjill.com, and she will be happy to give you more detail, or if you don't get on tonight for some reason, she will be happy to do a reading for you. Then, obviously, there's a fee involved. Tonight she's doing mini readings, but she can do a much more intense reading, if you go to her website. Yeah, that's right. I have my words all together. They're working great. All right, so now we're moving on to Trish from Virginia. Trish, you're on the air with Lisa and Psychic Jill. Did you have a question for Jill?
I did. Hi, Jill. I'm currently employed, and I'm looking for a new position, and I was wondering when the right opportunity might present itself.
Okay. Are you looking to relocate, Trish?
I am.
Okay, because I feel like when you decide, okay, I really want to get a different job, I feel like you're going to say, and I want that job to be someplace else. So, well, and it's just got cold chills with that. That's confirmation for me, so you can take that to the bank. I'm going to look, honey, I'm looking around November of this year that you would have an opportunity to interview with someone, or you hear of an opportunity of a job, but it would be relocating, but it would be an excellent job for you. The move would be fantastic. I'm hearing it's time. It's been time for you to move forward and move on.
Right. So I'm actually relocating next month, and I'm keeping the job I'm in, so you don't see me changing jobs before then?
No, I don't think you would change again until around November.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Trish. All right. Next, we're going. I keep muting myself out because I'm typing and trying to. The chat room's open, by the way. I'm telling everybody listening, the chat room is open. It took me a while to open it because we had so many callers and we were trying to just keep up with everything. But the chat room's open, so if you want to get in the chat room, it is open now. But I muted myself so that I would not, you wouldn't hear me typing constantly, and I keep forgetting to unmute myself, which maybe is a good thing. I'm not sure. Anyway, so we're going to go to, was that Trish?
That was Trish from Virginia.
Okay, so now we're moving on to Jennifer from Texas. And Jennifer, you are on the air, and I am Lisa, and you are talking with Psychic Jill. Did you have a question for Jill tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling to see if Mom, you could tell me if you see me getting pregnant soon.
Jennifer, I do get a yes on that, but I don't think it's until next year. And I'm looking at probably maybe just about a year from now, because I'm feeling like it would be around March or April. But I do see a pregnancy of next year, of 2015.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, Jennifer, thanks for calling in. The timing is not always what you want, but it is always probably the best thing and the way it works out. And, wow, next year is, I see myself, I mean, I have a 20-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 15-year-old, and I got to tell you, time flies so flipping fast. I just can't imagine it, like, you know, I remember trying to get pregnant and how horrible that whole situation is and waiting month to month. And, you know, I remember what that's like. But trust me, it all goes by so fast. Even enjoy the trying, okay?
Yeah, and besides that, you know, that little soul does not come in to this lifetime until it's time for them to come in. I mean, you might say, I'm going to get pregnant next month. And the universe goes, well, you know, sorry about your luck. You're not going to get pregnant till next year, because that's the way we've got it planned out. So, yeah. I didn't want to hurt her feelings, but, you know, it's not soon.
And everyone, you know, I go through this all the time with my readings as well, is, you know, when you get a reading, and I'm not saying this just about Jennifer, because I know there are a lot of people in the same kind of situation where they, you know, they want to hear something, and it's not always exactly what you want to hear. But when it comes to making another life, I mean, it's such an important thing to do, and the soul chooses you. I mean, the soul chooses you as his or her mom, as his or her dad, and that's so. I mean, really, when you think of it from that perspective, like, this soul is choosing you and choosing the time to come into being and all that. It's just so huge and so beyond our. But I also know the fact that you get that baby bug. I remember that, having the baby bug, you know, where you're like, I need to have a baby. So I feel equally touched by both sides, you know. I really do. I really feel I feel for her, and I feel, you know, you just want it, and you want it as soon as possible. But it gets here, and trust me, when that baby's crying nonstop and you're not getting any more than 2 hours sleep a night, You're going to be like,
right.
Wow.
And you know what? The good news was I didn't tell her no. I mean, sometimes I hate to do that, but someone will say, do you see me having a baby? And, you know, you look at them and go, honey, I'm sorry, I'm not seeing that.
I've had that happen.
Give them devastating news, but I don't sugarcoat things. And not everything in life, not everything that you ask me is going to, you know, be all flowers and everything. There's going to be times when, you know, do you see me doing this? And, you know, I have to go, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reason is for this is, and it's just a part of life. Not everything is wonderful and fabulous. Sometimes the answer is just no.
And it's hard to accept that, but I think it's so, you know, that what you do, what you're doing, what psychics do, what mediums do, what anyone with a gift like this does is basically comfort you and allow you, give you the truth so you can move forward with your life knowing this is just your destiny for whatever reason you are or not supposed to be married. You are or are not supposed to have a child. You are or are not supposed to be a millionaire. I mean, whatever it is, it is what it is. And this is your path. This is the way it is for you in this lifetime. And I think to me, I always found that there's comfort in that knowledge, you know?
Right.
I hope other people find that comfort in that knowledge as well. Because I think it's so, I don't know. I think it's, I couldn't do this work if I didn't believe that. If I didn't believe that even when it's not the best outcome, that I wasn't helping, you know, and that's what I think you're saying too and what you're feeling too, is that even when it's not great news, you're still helping them because you're allowing them to accept their future, accept what is.
Right. That's true.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to move on. We're going to move on to Annette from Ohio. Hi,
hello,
Annette, are you
hello.
There? Hi.
Yes,
thanks
I am.
For calling
hi.
In.
Thank you for accepting my call. I'm currently employed, and through the company that I'm with, I'm trying to get a transfer to Florida. But apparently I've been putting in application after application, and they've either canceled the position or I haven't received a response back. Can you give me a little insight on that?
All right. Don't give up, Annette, because, you know, when the right job, we were just talking about the timing and everything, when the right job comes along, then I do feel like you get that transfer. It's really important for you to do that, and I would just put that thought out to the universe and, you know, thank you, God, that you're going to be giving me this transfer and I'm going to be moving on. And I do think that that happens. Now, I'm hearing nine. Now, I don't know if that's going to be the ninth month or if it's, which would be September, or if it's going to be about 9 months. But, you know, try to be patient and just if something else comes up, and it could be that it's a better job that was in the works for you that will be coming up for you to take. But, you know, don't be discouraged because that does come up. Honey, I see the number five. It might take you to fill out five different job apps or five different jobs before the right one comes along that you're supposed to have. So
okay.
Do you get that? Yes, I feel like you do. It just takes a little bit of time.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
Dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Annette. Okay, next we have, and I'm hoping I don't do any repeats here, and if you've already had a reading and I say you're on again, at least please tell me that you've already been on because for some reason, the queue is skipping around. But anyway, I want to get next to, let's see, who did we just talk to Pam?
No, we talked to Annette.
Oh, so we need to talk, thank God you're listening, Jill, because I'm like, I have this queue of a billion people calling to talk to you, and even with help, I'm still confused. So I think we're going to Pam now from Florida. Pam from Florida, yes, you're next, right?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. I'm getting confused. So everybody's going to have to...
I haven't spoken to you before. Hi, Jill. I'm in the process now of I'm going to sign for the sale of my home is in contract right now, and I'm being told I have like a month to find an affordable rental me and my cats. I want to stay in the area, and I'm wondering if you're picking up anything about where I'm going and if that time frame, if that is the same time frame.
I think you do find something, and I'm looking at about a 5-mile radius. I'm going to say it's about 5 miles north of where you are now.
Okay.
But it's affordable. It's something that you like, something that you need, and so I, you know, keep looking around for that, and that does come up for you.
Do you get anything about describing that place at all?
Well, I feel like it's kind of like what I would call an apartment complex, where there's probably, you know, 50 or 60 different apartments. Kind of like, it's not condos, but kind of nice areas where they have like 4 or 5 different buildings.
Uh-huh, but it's a decent, nice place.
It's a nice place, honey, yeah.
Me and my cats, uh-huh. Okay.
My cat's on my desk right now. She's just, every time, it's like, oh, Mom's on the phone, so if you hear a little bump, I'm trying to shush her away.
That's basically what I get. But you don't think it's a condo community? Or
it could be. I mean, I'm just seeing, it's either an apartment, a condo, but it's about 5 miles from where you are now, and it's a nice area. It's someplace you'll be happy with.
I'll be happy there. Is it bigger or smaller than where I am, or about the same?
It's about the same.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm hoping to find something not quite as big, but almost as big to fit what I have here, and I'm getting pretty nervous right now.
Yeah, but you'll find it. Don't worry. Just go a little bit further north than what you might be. I feel like it's, you know, could be 5 or 6 miles away from where you are now. So,
okay.
You know, you might have to go look a little bit further than you expected, but you find it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Honey. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Pam, for calling. Thanks so much. Uh-oh. I just lost my screening, but it's okay. It'll come right back. Okay. Just hitting wrong buttons, as usual, over here in Lisa Land. Lisa Land. That's my new thing. So, anyway, we are moving on to – we're going to take a quick commercial break here in a minute, but I want to go to – we're going to hit the West Coast here and talk to Valerie from California. Valerie, are you on the air?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I'd like to know what you see for me in the romance department.
Okay. Are you looking for a new relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, when it rains, it pours, and I feel like you've had a little bit of a dry spell going in with the romance here. But, honey, I feel like you meet two different guys, and they're so totally different. They're just like polar opposites. And then you're going to have to decide which one you want. But I feel like you meet one, and, you know, he's charming and dashing and everything. And then you meet one who's a little bit more down to earth and more, you know, just kind of a level-headed person. And if you could blend them and make one person, they would be perfect. But I feel like you have two men. All of a sudden you meet one, and then a couple of weeks later you meet another one. And then I think you date both of them for a while, and then I think you're going to choose which one you want, because one of them can be your life partner. So
hey,
that's
Valerie,
coming up.
Valerie, this is
when
Lisa,
do you see that coming up?
I just
do you have a
time frame? That sounds like a really good problem to have, what she's telling you right now. really, in the big scheme of things, two people to choose from, not really a bad omen at all. That sounds
right.
Pretty
I was
good.
Just wondering time frame on that.
Oh.
That'll be in about 5 months from now. About five or six months. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
That's not bad.
That's great.
That's not bad.
You gotta
get all the highlighting and waxing and all the kind of stuff we gotta do. All that stuff taken care of.
It sounds great.
You got 5 months.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
Valerie.
Bye bye.
Good to talk to you. All right, we're gonna be on with Yvette from California next, but first we're gonna take a short commercial break and give poor psychic Jill a second to take a drink of water and relax a little bit, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, everyone. Hold on, don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back as soon as I find how to get out of this. Okay, here we go, commercial.
Sophia, get down.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to Right Stream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to Just Believe Radio with Lisa Tarvis, and we are doing live psychic readings tonight with Psychic Jill, psychicjill.com. To find out more information about her, that's all you have to do is go visit psychicjill.com. Now, I am going to put, it was Yvette from California on with us. Am I pronouncing your name right? Hi.
Yeah, close enough.
No, close enough's not good. How do you really say it?
Yvette.
Okay. I'm not good with spelling and name stuff.
That's okay.
You know, we can't all be good at everything, and I'm awesome at almost everything. almost. Don't ask my teenagers that, because they'll tell you a whole different story. But you know. I know the truth. So anyway, did you have a question for Jill?
Yeah, Jill, I also would like to ask a general love question.
Okay.
The divine mate.
What, honey? I didn't hear yet.
I'm single, and just see what you're getting on the energy of finding a divine mate.
Okay. Well, Yvette, I feel like someone from your past tries to come back into your life, but you've already closed that door. But you kind of have to go through that a little bit, them wanting to get back with you or wanting to connect with you. This could be even 10, 12 years ago that this person just kind of reappears. After that happens, I do feel like you meet someone that you are just – it's like a perfect combination for you. You can finish each other's sentences. You know, you like the same things, everything. This just feels like a really warm, fuzzy, down-to-earth kind of relationship that you've been looking for. And I'm going to say that will be within about 8 months.
Okay. Anything else I need to know about him?
The good thing is, you know, people ask me all the time, oh, my gosh, where am I going to meet them? Or what, you know, and if I said, well, you know, you're going to meet him at a baseball game, but that's all I can tell you. You'd be thinking, oh, my nephew plays Little League, and, oh, you know, my friend plays softball.
I don't
softball,
want to know that. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know exactly how you're going to meet him. The good thing is when you meet the right person, your spirit and your soul, you know that you know that you know. This is the one for me, and I think it's almost like a love at first sight for you and him, too.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in. You're really good at this, Jill. It's like you had your own show. Only kidding. I know you had your own show.
Well, you know, you have to be quick on your feet because you can't have dead air space.
I know.
So I had to learn to try and be snappy and give him a quick...
Yeah. Yeah, I like that because I am I babble and I go on and on and on and everybody's like, wow, really? And so, you know, for me, it takes me 5 minutes to figure out what button I'm supposed to hit next. So it's like, it's nice to have somebody on that knows what's going on and you're making me look good. That's what I like.
Oh, there you go.
I like that. I like that a lot. All right, we're going to go on to, by the way, I want to give Jill's information out again. It's psychicjill.com. Psychic, which is P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Jill, J-I-L-L.com. And the chat room's open. If you guys want to get into the chat room, we'll try and throw some links up there. Well, that link up there. You know, Jill, one of the things I want to ask you is, are you on Twitter? Because I couldn't find you.
I'm not. Honey, I'm going to be 61 on Wednesday. I'm just not up with all that stuff.
So you're like screw Twitter, right. You're on Facebook.
I'm like everybody's grandma, you know. I've got an old cell phone that, you know, I can text on it and get a call. I get all these little beeps and stuff, and people are trying to, like, send me stuff on my phone. I don't get pictures and all that stuff, but
60,
I'm just
61.
Not – I'm not technical suave. I don't know. I'm just not into that.
Yeah, but you realize you just said you're 61?
Correct.
That's like a baby. I mean, you could live, like – another 40, 50 years. You got to get up with it.
I guess I should. My son wanted to get me one of those old fancy phones, but
yeah,
I pay $30 a month, and he pays $150. I'm like, well, you can get it, but you also have to pay for it every month for
me. That's a fair point. You got to get on one of those family plans. My husband and I pay for everyone, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, it just goes on and on, my adult children. We pay for everybody.
Yeah, I just lead a happy, simple life. I've got custody of my little granddaughter, so I've got a constant little companion that's 7 years old.
Seven.
For me, life is good.
That is good. I'm happy to hear that. It's nice to hear. You know what? A 7-year-old's going to keep you young.
Absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
She does.
She's
girly girl. I love it. I have two boys, and when this little girl came along, oh my gosh. I was thrilled.
a long story, but I have a boy and a girl, and then I have a stepdaughter who is with us full time and has been the entire time I've been married. And she's my youngest daughter. So it's like, you know, you compare boys and girls and you're like, wow, I mean, there is a difference. There really is. But little girls are, there's just nothing like them. They're awesome.
The best. Yeah, I mean, you dress them up and they're just, she likes all kinds of stuff.
When she turns 11, you might want to, I don't know, send her to boarding school. Just my advice, because that's when they kind of go batshit crazy. I'm going to use, because it's my show, I can say batshit crazy. Hey, they go batshit crazy. They do. It just happens. Anyway, we're going to bring on, now that I've said batshit crazy 4 times, we're going to bring on Anna from New York, I think. Yes, Anna from New York. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, sorry.
How are
sorry
you guys?
Sorry about my bad language.
Oh, yeah, wait. I'm trying to fix something. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, but I could hear you before.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Anna?
Yes, I'm Anna.
Okay,
Anna. I can hear you, honey. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering what you see for Matthew and me. And if Matthew's a good person.
Well, when I write your name and write his name next to it, I feel like, yes, he is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to get to know him a little bit better. I kind of get two sides to him, honey. He's a very complex person. But, you know, I like his energy. I feel like he's a good person. So I think this relationship could go somewhere.
Okay. Okay, do you see him, like, how does he see me right now?
I just feel like with him, there's so many things going on with him right now, but I feel a really strong attachment. But I think with him, you have to give this man some time. He's not in a hurry to do anything right now. He's trying to sort his life out and sort things out. So give him a little bit of time. You know, I feel like there is a connection here. Don't push him. Don't do too much, because he's the kind that will bolt and run away. So give Matthew some time. He is a good person.
Okay. I will see what happens. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank
you. Do you see anything else?
Well, it's only one question, honey.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings.
Uh-huh.
I will keep listening.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello. Who do we have next?
This is Lisa calling you from Arizona. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
And I was calling about my work. I do contractual work, and there's someone that I meet with in a professional setting. Her name is Jenna, and
uh-huh.
I would like to pick up a contract from the organization she's with. Do you see that happening?
I'm going to say yes with that, but it takes a little bit of time for that to all go through and get finalized and everything. But, yes, I do see that there is a contract with that.
Wow, that would be phenomenal.
It's just ironing out the kinks with it, honey, that you have to kind of do this and do that and tweak it a little bit and talk about it. But I think it does come your way. You know, it could take a good 3 months before – everything is signed, sealed, and delivered, but I feel like it's headed in the right direction.
Oh, my heavens. Oh no, that's phenomenal. Even the 3 months time frame, I would be just so ecstatic just to dialogue with her and talk to her about, you know, what's happening.
I think you can do that, and I think it just takes, you know, you have to sit down and talk and kind of get things ironed out, but it does go in your favor.
You know, I just love your energy. You're so calm, and that you're a lady of, you know, you describe yourself of simplicity. I'm paraphrasing what you said, but I just, I love your energy.
Oh, thank you.
So I'll listen to the archives. I'm not at home right now, but to get your contact information.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can reach her at psychicjill.com and find out everything you want to find out about her, Lisa. And we will, I hope I did, right? Because I keep muting myself and so I can type, and I'm not sure when I'm introducing and when I'm not. But anyway.
And my website has not been updated for about 10 years because I just haven't done it.
Oh, my.
But it still gives you the information you need. It's still on there.
Yeah, no, everything's there.
Yeah.
If phone number stayed the same, and if
right.
you're...
Yeah, yeah.
That's all
everything's
it means.
The same.
PsychicJill.com, and everybody who wants to talk to Jill that doesn't get on tonight, and everyone is not. We have a huge list, and I'd love for everyone to get on, but... Jill's head will explode at some point, and you can only do so much of this. It does take a little bit. I think it's, and you can tell me, Jill, if you feel the same way. I think it kind of vamps you up in a way. It kind of gives you energy for a while, and then you do like a crash and burn. That's how I feel anyway.
Yeah, it's like doing a psychic fair. I mean, you start out in the morning, and you know you're all hyped up and everything, and. I usually leave early. I never stay till 7 because by about 5 o'clock or so, I'm like, oh, you know, you wouldn't want me to read for you because
right.
you're just on overload. So, yeah. That, it works that way. But, you know, I've been reading for about 25 years, so I do it full time. That's what I do. So it doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah, well, it's good because this show, we get lots and lots and lots and lots of callers, and we try to move through as many of them as we can. But you know what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a second, and I'm going to put Daria on. Daria Ann is my very good friend, and she's also the founder of the Right Stream Network. And when I have only when I have somebody I really, really have faith in, so, Jill, this is a compliment to you. I put Daria on the line because she's just awesome, and we're about the same age. Our lives are very, very different. I'm in the Northeast freezing my ass off for all winter long, and she's in Florida not freezing her ass off for the entire winter. So, you know, but we are from the same area initially, and she's producing the show for me tonight just out of the kindness of her heart, because if she wasn't, I would have probably been under the bed in the fetal position by now. So I wanted to give her an opportunity to come on the air and ask a question, because she just finished, Daria, you can explain it real quick. She just finished a spiritual weekend, right, Daria?
Yes, I did. And hi, Jill, again. I think I said hi you earlier. I just came away. I don't know if you know Morgana Starr, but she's a psychic that I had readings with in the past. And my last reading with her a couple of months ago, she said to me, you know, you're pretty advanced, but I'm getting the message that you're ready for this intermediate angelic certification course that I have. And so I just did that a couple of weeks ago, and it was wonderful. I did feel a little bit overwhelmed. So I just kind of, everybody told me to just relax and just let it sink in and just kind of go at my own pace. So I guess my question would be, you know, because Morgana feels very strongly that I'm moving in that direction and that eventually I'll be doing this, even if it's just on the side or a part-time thing. And I just wondered if you were seeing the same thing.
I have to agree with her, because I think when you kind of went to that class, you kind of, when you sat there, you already knew what they were going to talk about, or when they would bring up something, you're kind of sitting there going, I think that. And I feel like you were just very much in sync and in tune with what was going on. So I feel that I feel you are in the right direction, and I think you're going to see a lot of good things coming your way. I want to look at 2016 for you as being just a super year for you, where everything falls into place, life is good, and you're extremely happy. So you're working towards that goal.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Now, did you guys think you had a past life as sisters?
We could have.
I think it's very possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see like two little British girls, like with a little British accent, you know, talking and everything. So,
I would so be a good British person.
How cute. I love British accents, too.
I know. Me too. That and Australian. Australian and guys, really hot. That accent, really hot.
Oh, yeah. Australia, too.
Seriously.
Jill, really quick, I just want to say, it's funny that you said, because 2016 is 2 years, and one of the things that happened in the class, I just want to give Jill, like, I mean, not that you need validation, but it's when Morgana was channeling Archangel Anel, we each got a message from Anel. That's the archangel she works with. And Anel said to me, Daria, in 2 years, the joy that you're going to be experiencing is going to be mind-blowing. And so when you said 2016, that's 2 years from now, it's just kind of further validation for me. So thank you.
Yeah, yeah, because I felt like by then you're just really going to be on top of things.
Ah, yay!
Thank
yay.
You so much.
Yay. All right, thanks, Daria. Keep screening, but we got lots of calls and very, very little time. So we're going to move on to, we have another Lisa. Can't pass that up. I mean, hello, another mom that named her kid Lisa. Obviously, your mom was a genius, and you're from Florida, which is a little scary because my mom, before she passed, lived in Florida. Same area code, Lisa, 727 from Florida. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Yeah, love life. I'm involved with somebody now. I want to know where you see it going.
Can you give me just their first name?
Sure. His name's Dan.
Dan, okay.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Funny.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Well, honey, you know, when I write your name and I write his name also and put it alongside, the first thing I get is I feel like you're kind of settling for Dan.
Okay.
And, you know, when I ask, is this the person for you? Is this the man for you? I get a no on that.
Okay.
I think he's a good, decent person and everything. I don't think that he's the one for you, though. I don't think you've met that person yet. And are you going on a trip or vacation in the next 6 months or so?
If I get my settlement, I'm expecting a financial settlement, and if so, yes.
Okay,
I get that money.
Because I feel like you go on a trip or something and you meet somebody on that trip and you just fall madly in love with them.
Wow.
So Dan's okay, but he's Mr. Right now and not Mr. Right.
Well, the thing that's been going on with him is that he comes in and out. And do you think that's going to keep going or no?
No, because you're not going to do that because you're going to meet somebody else and he's just going to completely be out of the picture. Because
right.
If I looked at you and said, Lisa, you know, is this the one for you? You'd probably hesitate and go, you know, I just don't think he is. So like I
said,
I'm
aggravated with him for sure right
now.
I'm like, actually,
because he's not the right one, honey. He's not the one.
Yeah, I unfriended him on Facebook. I was like,
yeah.
I don't need your thing.
You just haven't met the right one, but you do meet him. So Dan, you know, Dan, it is what it is, and it's nothing more, and that just doesn't work. So you're destined to be with somebody else.
Just so you know, Jill, unfriending someone on Facebook, because I know you're not into this whole, you know,
thing. I am on Facebook.
I know you're on Facebook. I like your page on Facebook. Jill is on Facebook. If you type in Psychic Jill, you will find her on Facebook, and you should like her page. However, I just want to say, when you have a personal account and you unfriend somebody, that's a big deal. Right? Right?
Yeah,
right?
You just
I regretted doing it, but I got my feelings hurt, and I just couldn't take the pain.
I think it's
don't worry about it. You know, that wasn't going to work anyway. So, you know, break up with him now, break up with him later. You know, just don't worry about it. He's not the one, so don't feel bad that you did that.
But I miss him. I do miss him.
Well, sure you do, because you just miss, you don't miss him. You miss a relationship. So,
he was just filling in the spot. I was going to say that, Jill, except it wasn't, it's not really my place, but that's exactly it. A lot of times we miss having someone there in our minds, even though they're not there emotionally and physically for us like they should
right.
be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We miss the mind thing, that connection that we have, which really is completely made up, and it's not really very real, I don't think. That's my opinion.
And, you know, she knows that's not going to work and everything, so that's okay. And you can unfriend him, and, be all right with that and just move on. You need to get him out of your system and be able to move forward and not carry that baggage of him with you into another relationship. So clean that up. Be by yourself just a little bit. Don't worry about being in a relationship until it's the right time. But you need to move past that.
But the hard part emotionally is, like, when he, like, you know how a guy will, like, disappear and then they reach back out, like, every so often?
Yeah, but women don't like that, you know.
I don't like it either, but that's what he does.
Well, then, you know, yeah, but you're allowing that. So Alita, just cut him off, okay?
That's why I unfriended him.
Yeah, well, that was the right thing to do.
Yeah,
but it's
absolutely
so hard to stick to it. Y'all ever have that problem where you can't stick to it and, like, you get weak and then you go back and you know what I'm talking about? You ever
Lisa, from another Lisa, from another mom, whatever. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you that I call that the rubber band game, and the more you pull away, all of a sudden they feel your energy going away, and all of a sudden they snap back. Like, oh, what's Lisa doing? You know what? No, that's not a relationship.
What I get confused about I get confused when I feel that strong connection with somebody because I felt this strong connection to him. And then I'm like, well, doesn't he feel it for me? You know what I mean? Like, I can't understand.
No, here's what's going on. This is a physical connection. I don't get a spiritual or a mental connection, a love connection. This is physical. So that's what the attraction is. So, you know,
we never
walk
have
away.
Had sex or kiss.
It doesn't
we
matter.
Haven't been
if
physical.
Well,
you've never
but you're still
him?
Physically attracted to him.
No.
Oh. Wow. Well, you need to get over him then, because you should have kissed him, by now, right?
Well, I don't know if he, like, is even attracted to me if he's not kissing. It's so confusing, the whole thing.
You know why? You know what? This is exactly it. If it's confusing, it's too much effort and not worth it. It shouldn't be.
I agree.
It shouldn't be confusing. It should be.
I agree.
It should be simple. It's not simple to have a relationship, but it's simple in the beginning. You're either attracted to each other and you want to be together, and you're making every decision in the direction that shoots you in the direction of being together, or you're not. I mean, if you're not,
I think
he
is attracted to me, but I think that he's scared.
Well,
but maybe I'm just lame.
Well, you know, no, I think that your personalities aren't the same, and Jill, butt in here anytime you want because this is your time, but I'm butting in.
Yeah.
So,
well, the bottom line is this doesn't work. That's it in a nutshell. It's not going to work. Oh, move on.
God. I want it to work.
You know
I was hoping you would say to me, oh, he really likes you and he's going to come forward and stop acting like this.
Yeah, but it's sad.
I can tell you that if I wanted to sugarcoat things to make you happy when you hung up. That's not the reality of the thing, honey. The thing is, you are not compatible with him that much. This doesn't work. Get over it. Move on so that the right person can come into your life. That's what you need to do. This does not work. Move on.
Oh, God. It's like pulling my teeth out.
No, it's not.
It is.
No,
I'm exhausted.
It's painful, but you know what, the reward is amazing, because what happens is you get this person and 2 years from now you'll look back and be like, what the heck was I doing wasting my time with this? Why was I wasting my emotions and my energy and my feelings on somebody who wasn't? You have to do it. But this is the honest truth, and this is for everyone that has a lot of these questions. Intuitively, in our guts, we all know the answer to our own questions. I really believe that. I don't believe that, and I'm not trying to take the business away from me or from Jill here, but I'm just saying that if you really, really, really just follow your instincts so much of the time, you are on point and you know. Mm. And I think in this situation, you do know. I do think you know.
I just kept hoping that if I took my, I pulled back and I unfriended, that it would give a reaction of wait, don't leave, and I'm going to straighten out. And I really,
that's not going to work.
That's just, in my opinion, that's a game. I mean,
I'm not even trying to play a game, but I just felt I was at the end of my rope.
I get that. I do. I understand it. You're not trying to, but that's like your kind of last resort. Like, what else do
I
do?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to cut myself out of his life and then see if he responds. And you may not even say, and see if he responds, but subconsciously, that's what you're doing.
Part of me is like, maybe if I just cut him off of Facebook, I won't think about him anymore and I'll be able to move on.
Yeah.
There's like 50% of me saying that, like maybe this is the right thing to do.
That doesn't work. But what does work is just moving on. Now, I mean, bottom line is and this is pathetically horrible to say, but I'm going to say it anyway because that's how I roll. Bottom line is the easiest way to get over somebody is to get with someone new.
Correct.
Yeah, and I am on a dating site right now, and I did go on a few dates in the last few weeks. So if I meet somebody, I will definitely go out. It's not like I'm closing myself off because this guy leaves me alone every weekend. Like he never.
Are you comparing everyone you meet with him?
No. No, because I went out with another guy, and I wasn't doing that during the date.
All right, good.
I didn't feel attracted to the other guy. Like, I just didn't have a chemistry. But if I have a chemistry, I'd be happy.
Well, no, the chemistry is important. The chemistry is important. But I've seen people, he's not this or he's not that. And, you know, they're so involved with that other person that they're comparing.
No, that's not what I'm doing.
Well, that's good.
Girls, we got to move on here.
Then you're ready to move on. You're ready to move on. Thanks, Lisa, for calling in. We've got to also move on. But it was great talking to you. And if you want to talk to Jill again, psychicjill.com, please feel free to visit her website and give her a call. And she'll be happy to give you more information. Anyway, we're going to do just one more. Sorry, everyone, but we are out of time. In fact, we are really out of time. We are over out of time. But we'll do one more, and that's going to be Gina from Georgia. And now everybody else is going to hang up underneath Gina from Georgia. It's hysterical how this works. But anyway, Gina from Georgia, you're on the line. Are you there?
Yes. Hey, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Good. You've been on hold for a really long time, I know. So please... did you have a question for Jill?
Yes, I do. Yes, I'm going through a lot through my personal life, and I have to make some transitions. And I have landed a job, but it's temporary and full-time, and it's at a health department. It's supposed to end towards the end of June. So if you see any another career opportunity coming,
I think another – now, do you want to stay in, like, the health field?
It just depends because, like, this job, the pay is all right, but I know I can make more somewhere else.
Now, honey, are you thinking about going back to school?
Not really.
Well, I feel like there's some training or something that – you had thought about doing a while back and then kind of decided, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not talking like a college. This might be like nursing school or court reporter or something different. I feel like there's more training that comes up for you. And then you land this job that you can have like the rest of your life. And I'm also wondering if you've ever thought about being a teacher.
No, I don't want to teach.
You would be a fabulous teacher. You've got teacher energy around you. But back to if you're going to find another job, excuse me, I do get a yes on that. Mm-hmm. I think that there's going to be, a time gap in between. I don't think you're going to go from one job and transition right into another one. I'm going to say that there's about 5 or 6 month gap in a job. I think one of your friends, one of your colleagues, someone that you know tells you about a job that they heard about, and because someone tells you to go to this place, then I feel like you're hired with that. But the information about that job comes from a friend or a colleague, but you do get another job. And I'm seeing dollar signs around that, so the money will be there too.
So you're saying, like, after this job ends, it's like a 5 or 6 month gap?
Yes.
Oh, I can't do that. I just can't do that because I'm going through a divorce, and I have to have something to support myself and my kids. And plus with school, that's why I haven't really pushed school, because I need a job. I need a more permanent job. I mean, going back to school is just not feasible for me right now. Or a little
later.
I
think at some point, I think you do, because you have in mind what you want to do with your life. And I think going through this divorce, you know, you could leave this job at the health department and then maybe get a lesser job or something where you just go, oh, my gosh, I just have to take this job. But if you do that, then I don't see you staying there. I see, like, a really great job for you, but it's about 5 or 6 months in between the health department. So, you know, you might decide, oh, I'm just going to, you know, do this until something else comes along. But I really would encourage you at some point to go and get that training that you've been wanting to do.
I mean,
and
the
that
only
way
thing
you
that
have
I really,
a job. Go
I
ahead.
Mean, the only thing I really want to do is makeup artist. I mean,
okay.
If it's something with makeup, I would do it. And I just don't have the funds to do the educational classes that I need to take or the training that I need to take, and that's
but
why.
But you could probably do that in about 2 years.
And you know what? Not even. Gina, I actually am a certified makeup artist. It's one of the many things I've done in my lifetime, because I was always searching and looking for something that was going to fill my soul, you know, that was going to complete me. And bottom line is, depending on the state you live in, makeup artistry is not that difficult to get certified in, to learn how to do, and especially if you have a natural talent for it. And it's something you can do on the side while you're while you're working a full-time job, you know, while you're working, you can do it on the side. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. It's if you're talented, it's one of those things, if like a painter or a pianist or something, you're either naturally talented or you're kind of not, and you either have to really work super hard to do it, or it just comes naturally. And if it comes naturally, it's obviously a gift, in my opinion, it's a gift from God. So you can roll with it.
And I think
you know?
You can do that, honey. And there, yeah. I have a client that does that. She's a makeup artist. All she does is weddings. And she makes a small fortune just on the weekends. She works another little job, but she does weddings. And, I mean, she's fabulous. And eventually I see her getting her own, you know, she'll do that full time. But she's doing weddings, and she's doing quite well. So you're only limited by you limiting yourself, going, you know, I don't know if I can do this or that. You know, pull out all the stops, take care of your kids. You're a great mom. I think you'll be a great provider. And, you know, if you can get into school or do a little bit, try and do that, because I think you're going to do well.
Very well said, Jill. Very well said. I have to just add that I really do believe that you're totally correct, Jill, and saying everything that you just said about, you know, you can still be a great mom. You can still work a full-time job. You can still do it. I used to do the same thing. I started my makeup artist career with becoming, and I quit, believe it or not, to do this. I didn't quit because I wasn't making a lot of money. My husband was amazed when I walked in the door sometimes just doing wedding parties. It was amazing how much cash I made. It really was. But I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. I knew the laws. I knew what I, you know, I knew all the stuff. You know, you have to know how to clean your brushes, and I don't. There's a lot of stuff involved, obviously, but it's not an expensive.
But the good thing with that is she does have the natural talent for it.
Yes,
I think she'd be fabulous at that. So
I think so too. I feel the same way, and that's why I'm saying don't. And you know, you came into this, and I'm not being mean, but you came into this saying, oh, that can't work, that won't work, that, you know, I have to. Well, you can do a lot at once. You'd be surprised what you're able to do. You have a lot more power than you give yourself credit for. And,
exactly.
And I think that's important to say to you, Gina. I mean, on top of everything Jill has already said, which is exactly right. I mean, the makeup artistry with the wedding thing, that so clicked with me right away, because I used to go on a Saturday morning and I come home with $500 or $600 from doing a wedding party. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of flipping money when you're a single mom. I was a single mom for a long time. I was a single mom. I took care of two kids and me and had a mortgage payment and all the stuff that goes with raising a family. It makes a big difference. So, Gina, don't sell yourself short. You can do more than you realize.
And that's the thing, because it seems like I have three jobs, because I have this health department job, and then I have this, like, a HR job that's, like, on call, so I don't get that many calls, and then I have the makeup, so I am juggling. But it's the fact that now, that coming from somebody who's supporting the family, to now I have to be on my own and support me and the kids and the house and everything, it's really a strain on trying to find something that's more permanent.
We are really low on time, but I want to say to you that I have my corporate life before I did what I do now was in marketing, and I have a really intensive marketing background. And if you want a few free tips for me how to make a makeup artist business work, email me at lisa@lisatarvis.com. Shoot me off an email, and I will be happy to talk with you about how I made myself, you know, how I created a business with my makeup artistry. And it was really just a desire, and then I got certified because legally, you know, it had to happen and all that kind of thing. But it's an amazing thing to do, and it really makes you feel good, and you can make a lot more money than you can possibly imagine in a morning than you can in a week doing something else. So just definitely shoot me off an email, and I'll give you some ideas.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gina. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Gina. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Jill, thank you so much. I know we've gone so over the top, but just give everybody your information again, how to get a hold of you and all of that, and we will wrap it up.
Okay, my telephone number is 859-441-1077, or you can reach me at psychicjill.com.
Thanks so much, Jill. Listen, I would love to have
you
back on the show. I would love to have you back on the show, and we'll talk soon. I mean, you're
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to be there.
Yeah, I love the way you're moving through everybody and really giving everybody great advice and great information. So thank you so much for being on tonight, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, everyone, you've been listening to Just Believe Radio. That was Psychic Jill. Awesome. Loved her. Absolutely loved her. She's really very good. She's a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and a paranormal investigator. You can reach her at 859-441-1077 or through her internet, her website, which is psychicjill.com. Psychic, just to let y'all know, is spelled P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. And her name is Jill, J-I-L-L.com. I keep saying that because I've spelled psychic wrong, and I actually am one, and I sometimes still spell it a little wrong. Anyway, you can reach her at either one of those places and give her a call. Set up some readings with her, because she is just amazing, just really very good, and one of my favorites. And I have Psychics on. I'll have another one on next week, and we will talk to her, and you can all let me know what you think. Until then, next week, another psychic, I'm not telling you who, I'll be emailing and texting, well, let's say texting and tweeting who it's going to be later on in the week. But you can get a hold of, I've got so many great shows coming up. I get so excited when I think about it. I've got some past life stuff. It's amazing. So anyway, you can learn more about me at lisatarvis.com, and you can learn more about our network at rightstreamradio.com. And until next week, everybody, talk to you soon, and be safe, and just believe.